B-Pod Studios.
Mike Mizanilla Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, at 5 o'clock hour, unfettered, un-TV'd. Brought to us by Guida Door and Window. Guida has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. We took 20 minutes.
Seriously, we got a winner? All right, let's pop them up here for the Love Sex Medley, which has been going on now a half hour or so. Greg from Woodbury is on the line. Greg, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, Greg, now how long did it take you to figure this out?
It took me a while. I'd say a good 20 minutes.
Good 20 minutes. Well, let's see if you got it right. First of all, let's play the song medley again. Love you. All right, there it was. What do you got?
The Doors. Touch Me.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. All right, second one.
Journey, Stone in Love.
Stone in Love is correct.
And then Kiss, Put the X in Sex.
Put the X in Sex is correct. Nicely done, brother. You win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers, and you qualify for the big grand prize where the chauffeur Rolls Royce is part of it. That's good
awesome.
Stuff, Bobby, you and Greg.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, baby, you got it. There he is. Touch Me by the Doors. Stone in Love by Journey. Let's Put the X in Sex.
I was a member of Kiss for Halloween.
Oh, you were?
I was.
Well,
I should tweet out the picture.
You should have gotten that one then.
I knew the last one. That's what I said. Yeah, I'm not like a big...
You could barely hear that Doors song.
Yeah.
That first one, you could barely hear what that said.
Yeah. You had to get the title and the artist. I knew the artist.
I was the cat.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I have a picture I'll show you.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Kiss fan.
A fraud band.
I don't look like a Kiss fan, do I?
No.
I wish you were secretly.
Are there Kiss fans?
Yeah.
Of the music. Not like of the...
A lot of Kiss fans out there.
Of the music?
Yeah, sure.
There can't be.
Yep.
Of their music.
Yes,
people
music.
Really like them. Rock
not
and
the
roll.
Theatrics and all that kind of stuff.
People who like to rock and roll all night and party every day.
That's their only actual song.
Well, Let's Put the X in Sex, which I've never heard.
It's not a real song. I mean, it's out, but like, it's not. Come on.
People are bugging me now. Like, if you're going to talk about Tiger, you got to talk about Sergio Woods' tantrum he had across the pond. And he did. He acted like a 4-year-old in a sand trap. He couldn't get a ball out of a trap. He started hacking up the trap. Like, somebody, whoa, 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 whoa. And then he got disqualified because he was scraping the greens with his golf shoes. That's childish. I don't like Sergio. I'm not a big Sergio guy. So, yeah, I'll rip him. He acted like an ass, too.
Who do you like?
Well, on the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
I don't really like anybody. I watch it, though.
That's I know.
Because I don't root for anybody. I just watch it because of the excellence of golf. There's not one really likable guy on there. When you think about it. Who's likable? Who do you really like PGA golfers? Who stands out as likable?
No.
Like, you don't know those guys. You know, they're just focused robots.
Yeah, the other part about it is, to get to that level, 99% of people, you have to start from a place so different than I start from. I have nothing in common with these people.
Yeah.
Because you were able to play on country clubs when you were six. And I don't relate to that at all.
No.
At all. Like,
no.
Yeah,
but there's nobody likable. Is Phil Mickelson likable?
No.
Well, I mean, I was on to him 20 years ago with the fake smile. Yeah, it's a fake smile.
I thought I was going to like Rory, but I didn't like how Rory broke up with that fiance.
Rory's a snark now, too.
Broke up with her by a text.
Spieth was a nice kid. He turned to a snark.
Liked Spieth. He was my favorite.
I liked him when he first came on. Now he's a snark.
Mm. Yeah, he is.
All right, Scott in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's up, Scott?
You know, the game last night was very disappointing, but there was one play that really stands out in my mind. You remember when Smart drove the lane with about 20 seconds left and bumped the ball?
Yeah.
Like, he was uncontested. Why didn't Embiid try to block that shot? I know he would have fouled out.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I said the same thing earlier. At that point, you can't worry about fouling out. You got to stop that.
Exactly. Like, what do you think Bill Laimbeer would have done, Mike?
Yeah, he would have planted him.
He would have planted
him. Yeah, but Embiid's talented enough to block that shot without having to do that. So he's got to at least attempt to block it.
Exactly. And
Simmons screwed up, too, though. See, Simmons has to know that Embiid has five fouls, and Simmons can't olay him knowing that he had a rim protector behind him.
I mean, Mike, it's almost like the lane opened up, and they let him do it. Yep. And then the worst part is when they called the timeout, the whole bench was laughing. The whole Celtics bench. You saw him laugh.
Oh, the Celtics bench? Yeah. Well.
Yeah. It was horrible. Real quick, is Embiid playing tonight, or are they going to have a little load management tonight?
Yeah, they'll play tonight.
Yeah.
The All-Star breaks after.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay. And real quick.
Wait, a double-digit fave? Nine something?
It actually went down a point. It actually went down a point, I think. Yeah. And like a Phillies point, Phillies made a real nice signing today with Nola. They got him a little on the cheap.
They got him at $11 million a year, about 4-year contract. Yeah.
Yeah, they got him on the cheap.
That was a pretty good deal for him.
Yeah, it was a great deal. Mm-hmm. Great deal. And I hope the Sixers don't face Boston in the playoffs, Mike.
That's not going to happen.
It's going to be a problem.
They're not going to be 4 or 5.
Why not? Because
the Sixers are going to pass it. Indiana's going to drop down. Indiana's not going to continue this.
Everyone's expecting them to lose, but they're winning every night.
Yeah, but with that Oladipo absence will eventually get them.
Yeah, that's true. All right,
man. You want general knowledge, brother?
Why not?
All right, let's go back to the general knowledge category. Let's go with this one here. From where can you check out anytime you like, but never leave?
Hotel California.
That is correct. The Hotel California. On a dark, dusty highway.
Full wind in my hair.
There you go. Doobie, an Ambler. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doobie.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Doobie?
Same issue, different tissue, brother.
The tissue, cleaning the tissues, that's a good thing. If it's a new tissue.
I tell you, man, we go with the John from the, we steal the tissue from the janitor's closet, brother.
I'm having a difficult time hearing you, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little clear.
All right,
now what did you just say?
I said we steal the tissue from the janitor's closet, brother. One fly.
Well, that's one game.
But,
I'm trying to look at the bright side here. It's one game. The same things reared them their ugly heads, but it is one game, and they're going to have to make adjustments.
Well, look, Simmons is scared. Simmons is scared to attack on them, man. They got the Simmons head.
He doesn't know where to go. He hasn't had a situation where they put up a picket fence, and he hasn't figured out what to do with that. Now, what you do with that is you shoot a 15-footer, but he's not ready to do that. So. I see quick ball movement would bust that up. And this is the adjustment they have to make. If he's walled off, quick ball movement to wings, four passes, around the perimeter, you'll get an open shot. I don't understand why it bogs down like that.
And that's the whole reason of getting Butler. It was supposed to open them up for that. And then Butler.
Yeah, and Tobias Harris now, too. So you got wings where you can move the ball accordingly and move it quickly. And get it down low and have a pass out because they're going to try to double, although they don't double. Horford pretty much, keeps it himself, which I don't understand how he can defend Joel by himself, but he seems to do it.
Well, because he's a savvy veteran, and Horford's in their head, man. I just wanted to actually say.
He's in Joel's head, that's for sure.
Yeah. And that's the only one in the team in the league. Everybody has that one player that you don't understand why. And I guess that's Horford's B's script.
Yeah, he's a good player. Lasted a long time. Still plays with the same energy that he always played with. It's pretty amazing the way they play against the Sixers. They've relished the Sixers.
Let's play defense.
So many in background say, let's play defense. All right, so let's look at the schedule. All right, let's see where they are. Knicks win. Miami home win. Portland. Saturday afternoon.
Oh, they win because of the body clock.
They win that game?
Yeah, because of the body clock. That's West team coming east playing early.
One so o'clock
that,
game.
That's 10 a.m. in Portland. Uh-huh. Body clock, they win that game because of that.
Then at New Orleans, at Oklahoma City.
That's a split.
Golden State revenge at home.
Stone loss. Big loss.
Orlando at home.
Oh, that's a win.
At Chicago.
win.
At Houston.
Loss. They beat by 20 the last time.
Indiana home. Big game.
No, they win that game.
Cleveland. Sacramento home.
Revenge. Win that one.
At Milwaukee. March 17.
Loss.
At Charlotte.
Win.
Tuesday. Boston at home. Wednesday, March 20th, in a revenge game.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say.
That is the game. Wednesday, March 20th. Circle it on your calendar. That is the game. Their last chance to make a statement against Boston.
And they'll be coming off a loss to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Not like it recently. So that's what will be on everybody's mind. Even though their record will be good. They would have lost to the Warriors, the Rockets, and to the Bucks.
All right. Let's go Reggie in Westchester. Reggie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike.
Reggie.
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
So, I'm good. Listen, I'm not worried about that game last night. I saw them do some things better, and I saw some adjustments that they couldn't have made last year that they can make this year. One thing worries me. On defense, when they got either Redick or TJ, they're in trouble because Boston posts whoever's on them immediately.
Yes, they do.
And that's what we can score this year better than last year, but we can't stop them any better yet. And I just think this. Then I got a violation for you. But I just think this. Boston out-executed them.
Yes.
And that's kind of normal because they've been together a lot longer. So I'm hoping that, you know, it isn't.
Yeah, but it was the same way they did it. It's like you have to be a good enough coach to adjust to what they're doing. Do you not?
Yeah, well.
They did
what?
The same thing to Redick and Simmons and Embiid that they did in the playoffs.
It's funny you said that because when it got to about like 5 or 6 minutes left in the game, I said to myself, these guys, both these teams are balling. I said, but now it's going to come down to coaching. And you know, so I do agree with what you're saying. He's got to see it and make the adjustments with his personnel. He's got to do it.
And he's got to be smart enough to figure out what to do about it. He doesn't seem that he can. That was bothersome about last night's game. I know it's only one game, but it was the same formula Boston used to beat him in the playoffs. This is a better team. It shouldn't happen that way.
And tell me what you think about this. If Kyrie Johnson comes back, I think they're not as good a team against us.
Well, they're not as good defensively. But then Kyrie's going to be able to get you a shot anytime he wants. So, I don't know. It might even out. But I agree with you that Kyrie makes them a little more susceptible defensively. That's why they haven't been consistently winning this year.
Yep. Well, that's true. So, can I tell you my violation?
Go ahead. What's your violation?
That medley of songs you had, Mike. Mm-hmm. The Doors, Journey, and you got to spread the love a little bit.
Well, we
man.
Spread the love the first two days we had love with the love. We had hip hop songs. We had R&B.
Okay, my bad.
Come on, man.
I stand correct.
First 2 days was all about the spreading the love.
Mike, I'm taking a loss on that one. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. Who do we have the last couple of days, Tyrone?
Salt and Pepper was in the mix.
Salt and Pepper.
I don't think there was any R&B.
Yeah?
Nah.
Okay.
But Salt and Pepper was in the mix on Monday.
Hey, can I get a general knowledge?
Yes, you may get a general knowledge. This is TV shows. Answers are TV titles. I give you a hint, you give me a TV show I'm looking for. The choir members with the highest voices. What TV show am I looking for?
Are you giving me a hint? I give
that's,
you the title.
That's the
choir
members. That's the hint. The choir members with the highest voices, and then there's a TV show that went off
there. The Sopranos.
There you go. The Sopranos is correct. Let's go to Nate in Abington. Nate, you're... What, anyway, here's the thing from The Sopranos. Are you? Bye-bye. Say bye-bye, pop-up. When did that happen in The Sopranos?
When?
Phil Leotardo, right before he got popped at that gas station in the final season, he got shot. He was with his wife and the two grandkids in the car, and he got out of the car going to make a phone call, and they popped him. But right before they popped him, he said, bye-bye, bye-bye, pop-up.
Oh, man.
And he got popped, boom, boom. And then the car, she ran out of the car, but it was still in gear, and the car kept going, and it crushed his head. They shot that the people were, oh.
What a way to go.
And one guy threw up. Remember?
Yeah, now I remember. Oh, man.
It's good at Nate in Abington. Nate, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate.
Mike, what's happening,
what's
man?
What's going on, Nate?
First of all, the Sopranos question was a layup. But
yeah, it was a layup. I made it easy for the people. I'm in a good mood right now.
So I got two comments. One's a Tiger comment, one's a Sixers comment. The Sixers comment, you're exactly right. I mean, this is a new team, but I'm tired of hearing, oh, well, you know, they haven't played together long enough. What does that have to do with Horford absolutely owning Joel? I mean, it's the same thing every time they play.
If I'm Brett Brown, the first thing I attack is Horford. I get the ball. I get spacing. I go inside out. I go to him, quick move or pass out for three. Put it on the floor and whirl on him, get a foul. Whatever you got to do, that's what I'm establishing. It's like getting a diva wide receiver in a game early. That's what I do with Embiid when Horford's playing him.
It drove me crazy. I mean, how many wide open threes did they get? They're sitting there throwing the ball around, passing the ball around. We're running around on defense like we got, you know, like a chicken with their head cut off, and they're getting
wide open threes. You're absolutely right. Boston got wide open threes all night long.
And the pick and roll, did Redick get any open threes? No. And I understand Tobias missed a bunch of shots and he's not going to.
Open threes, but what? J.J. Redick, this is ridiculous. This is going to drive me crazy now. J.J. Redick's only play is to go counterclockwise to the top with a dribble handoff and move to the right. Now, Brad Stevens sees that every single time. He goes, all right, he's going to the right. We got two here to meet him after the screen. But absolutely. And then he wasn't making a couple, but he made them. He flailed both of those shots when he was going to the right. That's send him to the left. Send him to the left as a decoy. If they're going to try the same thing, you got Tobias Harris on the right side. They don't adjust.
We're getting out coached. That's plain and simple. Now, moving on to the fire comment, Mike, you're dead wrong on this. I mean, Tyrone's got you. Okay.
Yeah,
first of all, your reason for Tiger not wanting to play there is come on. Well, who doesn't like playing at Pebble Beach? That's not a reason. That's the first thing.
Well,
the second thing,
Pebble Beach is one of the great courses in the world.
I understand.
Right? Okay.
I understand.
That's number one. Number two is the field was stocked with great players. Number three is the only holdup is you got to play with schmoes. And Tiger can't possibly play with schmoes. That's my point.
You're talking about, he's got these celebrities here. But these celebrities are still going to have a minus 15 handicap. I mean, they're still going to keep him out there for 5 hours.
So what? Wait, you can't suck it up for one to make a couple people happy? You can't suck it up? How come Paul Casey had a blast? He won the Pro-Am and he almost won the damn tournament. He was having fun with his guy.
He didn't play there for 10 years, and that was including non-pro-am events.
Played there in 2012 was last time.
All right, I'm gonna get a general knowledge. Did you have one?
All right. Oh, there's people sticking up for Tiger. Why sticking up?
Come on,
enough Tiger.
I think your reasons are off.
Double alliteration, the letter T. Let's go with a financial paper that was turned to confetti and thrown on parades.
Did you say the letter T?
T. Two T's now. It's two T's. Alliteration. Two words. Begin with a T. Oh. Wall Street. Throwing it out the window. Sorry. It's the old ticker tape parade. Ticker tape. Jerry Hatboro. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Jerry?
I don't think that Brett Brown is equal to the tools that he's been given. What resume does he have for being a good coach or a great coach?
Well, he tutored under one of the NBA's great coaches for a lot of years.
People can tutor under people, but I mean,
what's the way he didn't learn anything?
Well, I don't know.
You can't make the assertion he's a bad coach. He tutored under one of the best coaches in the league. I mean, that would seem to give him a little bit of a pedigree.
I didn't say he was a bad coach. I just don't know that he's a really good coach. Do you?
Well, I don't know yet because this is the team that will tell me. Now, the first two games that they won, were you complaining about how he coached?
I'm disturbed that he hasn't beaten Boston much in the last
I get it, but that's not what I asked you. The first two games they played with the new team, when they beat Golden State and they came back and won and beat the Lakers, were you complaining about the way he coached?
No, I was not. But I still have questions about when he gets to the playoffs.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair. But again, this is an easy, it is low-hanging fruit to pick on him today when they lose to Boston. And I understand your concern. But we will know whether he's a good coach or not because I require this team to win the East. Because I think he's got enough to win the East, and he should win it.
Yeah, so if he doesn't win with what he's got, then you can start asking some questions.
If he doesn't win the East, I would advocate that maybe it's time to fire him.
Yeah, and I don't advocate firing him. I just don't know.
All right.
I'll take a general knowledge.
General knowledge question is NBA multiple choice. Who has won more championships, Kobe or Shaq?
Kobe
is correct. He has won 5 to Shaq's 4. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. General Knowledge still alive. We are playing today for tickets to a concert that will be selected from all the qualifiers at the end. Beck, Cage the Elephant, Spoon, August 21st at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. We're back after this on the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By the Fanatic. Oh, yeah, let's go with the final Twitter poll. 65-35 is the last reading on this poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Snowblowers, generators, and small engines. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Miss Natalie.
Over 3,000 votes today, Mike. Will Brett Brown be the Sixers head coach next year? 65% say yes, 35% say no.
Interesting. If they don't win the East, I wonder if we phrased that question. If they don't win the East, will Brett Brown be the coach next year?
I think this point people are mad at Embiid and apparently Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Not Brett?
And not Brett. Can I ask you a question real fast because he hasn't come up at all?
Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris was, now I know it was one game. I'm just saying Tobias Harris was brought here to be an upgrade, right?
Yep.
Was he an upgrade last night?
No, he was lost last night.
Oh, I'm not just talking about his shooting.
Didn't know where to go.
Defense, he was struggling too.
Yeah, didn't know where to go. Uh-huh. Looked like a man not used to playing with guys.
Yeah. Now, hopefully it changes, but for one night in a big game,
no, I agree.
I didn't like how he played. Mm-hmm.
By the way, tomorrow maybe we can talk about this because this is a good question for Nat. There's a story I was reading in the Inquirer a couple days ago about a dude who got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was led away from the wedding in handcuffs. Because he started a brawl and he allegedly sexually assaulted a teenage waitress.
Wait, what?
At the wedding.
At the wedding?
Yes.
Whew.
Now, if you're the bride, what do you do?
I mean,
is that an annulment?
It would probably qualify in the eyes of the church.
In the eyes of the church, it would qualify.
I think so.
What would be her first reaction to that? Now, obviously, the guy's blasted, right?
Yeah.
Like drinking with his friends and a whole bit. And like a cracker carried away. It was like a groom and, you know, just went nuts.
She probably just left him in there. Told his family probably didn't go get him. They're like, this is the ultimate lesson that he could learn. Because if this is behavior on that night, he's probably exhibited this behavior before.
I have news for you. If I'm the father-in-law, he's out.
Oh, yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
You know? But daddy, I love him. Yeah, well, you'll love somebody else later. He's out.
I mean, he sexually assaulted a teenage waitress?
Yeah. Oof. Yes.
The fighting is one thing.
He came on to a teenage waitress.
Did he assault her or did he hit on her?
Allegedly, he followed her into the woman's bathroom.
Okay, that's bad. Mm-hmm. It's one thing, and it's not okay.
Yeah.
It's one thing to hit on somebody.
Yeah.
So it's another thing to assault somebody.
That's the end. Even if you're married that day. Fresh.
Yeah, no.
Fresh marriage.
There's
boom, out.
Probably no coming back from
that. By nighttime, no marriage.
And then who did he fight? People at the wedding?
He started a brawl at the wedding.
Oh, right, what a nightmare.
The people at the wedding.
Was this in Philadelphia?
It was at Northampton Country Club in Newtown, PA.
Oh, boy.
He's from Willingboro, New Jersey.
Whew. Yikes.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Mitch and Phoenix, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mitch.
Boy, Mike, you're on fire today. That phone's been busy for a long time.
Wow. Well, what are you going to do? The Sixers lost to Boston last night, bro.
Yeah, well, that's an old story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read a list of remaining names out to Tyrone, and every elite team, he said a loss. So what are we talking about this team winning the East?
Well, a lot of losses was based on a revenge mode. You know, they had beaten a team, so you go in the next game, they're going to lose to the team. You have to just measure it in a 7-game series. You're going to have a lot of chances to beat them. You have 4 chances to beat them in a 7-game series. So can they do that? The question is. Now, one regular season loss is not probably going to be enough to say, well, they can't beat them in a 7-game series.
Well, I'm not buying into that they have the best starting five other than Golden State. They don't have the best.
Yeah, they do. Who else?
No, they don't.
Who else has the best?
Well, they've only played 3 games. Uh-huh. Okay. Obviously, LA's a mess, so they beat them. The biggest surprise was the Golden State win.
Who has a better starting five? They beat Denver. Denver is number 2 in the East.
Well, you don't like Toronto?
Do you think Toronto has a better starting five than them right now?
Well, I was a little surprised they traded their center, but I guess they know something we don't know.
Well, they traded their backup center.
Well, who's their regular center?
Ibaka plays with Siakam. Now they got Marcus Gasol in there.
Yeah, and we haven't played Milwaukee yet, so I don't know what they're going to do against Milwaukee.
Well, this is the series. They're going to have to probably beat Milwaukee in the playoffs. Now, they did lose Milwaukee early this year, but it was obviously not the same team.
Yeah. Now, you know, Mike, we can argue about the best starting five. It doesn't matter. You know, and I know, their biggest problem, they have no bench.
Well, they have a bench now.
They have new faces.
No, they have better players on their bench now. Let's go, David Mount Laurel. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Yo, Mike. What's up, Dave? Great show.
How you doing?
Good. About yourself?
Good.
All right, good to hear. The Sopranos episode you're talking about, for whatever reason, we have the closed captioning on. This is a little nasty, but when they run over his head, the closed captioning said, in parentheses, sound of head squishing.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah, little bizarre Sopranos history. It kind of makes it worthwhile to have that closed captioning of her with stuff like that happening. Mm-hmm.
Now, for extra credit, who killed Phil Leotardo?
Oh, man. Not going to get it.
Walden. They had a guy in their crew named Walden late in the series.
All right, I got to go back and restudy.
It's Walden killed.
I'll come back strong.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a bunch of guys out last night to watch the game. Drinks are flowing. And the theory started flying. So I got elected. We basically all agreed in Mikey We Trust. And we distilled it down to 5 theories or 5 explanations mm-hmm. for what happened. So I'm curious what mix of these following 5 theories do you feel contributed to the loss?
All right, go ahead.
Number one, very simple, bad games happen. Number two, given time, they've only been together 3 games. Number three, they started to believe their own press, came out cocky and a little bit unprepared. Number four, the most depressing one probably, is that they're just not as good as the Celtics. And the last one, which I happen to ascribe to most, is that this was mostly a coaching issue.
I absolutely think 5 I would check off, and I would check off number 3. Which was what? What was number 3?
Number 3 was that they've only been together. Well, no, I forget the order in which I read them off to you. But in there was that they started to believe their own press a little bit.
Oh, no, no, I don't, no, like, no, no. Number two, yeah. Number two, okay. And number five good. Apply.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So give them time.
Yes, give them time right? And a lot of coaching errors last night.
That's the one that I was all over. I just couldn't believe how Brent Brown could sit there and relive last year's playoffs. And it just reminded me a lot of, we talked a little bit about this, the Rams game, where Sean McVay came in unprepared and stayed unprepared, and that's how they managed mm-hmm. to lose that game.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. All right, yeah, we're going to go general knowledge question. Last one of the day. Here it is.
Let's close out strong.
Let's go with this one. What is the second most populous city in New York State?
The second most.
Yes.
I guess I have to go Albany.
That's incorrect. Sorry, bro. It is Buffalo, the second most populous city.
That would make sense.
All right. Time for a break. We'll come back. We got Sound Off. Oh, a lot of people probably shooting from the hip. I can't wait for Sound Off in 5 right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You to Sound Off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time to do sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. And last night, if you wanted to stay up, you got on the phone and you hit us up with some comments over the Sixers losing to the Celtics. So let's see what we have.
At what point does Jimmy Butler start ripping into Simmons and Embiid?
At what point does Jimmy Butler rip into Simmons and Embiid? Good question. Jimmy Butler hasn't had the reputation of playing hard every game either, so I don't know if he's got that clout right now.
Another fine job of clock management and utilization of timeouts by Andy Reid. I meant Brett Brown.
What was wrong with the timeouts? Was it a timeout problem last night?
No.
No, there wasn't a timeout problem.
He advanced the ball when he needed to in the half court. And actually, yeah. I just saw a replay of the play. They had Redick inbounding. Tobias was wide open. No, actually, Tobias was about it. JJ was actually wide open. Mm-hmm. Tobias just missed him. That's not the coach's fault. I just saw a replay of it. On the inbounds play, the initial play, JJ was super clean. It was a good play.
Yeah.
Tobias just missed him.
Yeah. Now that the Sixers lost last night, I'm a little bit upset. Brett Brown needs to coach better during the game, and Embiid needs to stop taking them threes like that.
Yeah, well, he took 8 last night, and the fact that he was outplayed by Horford really made that look like 16 that he took out there.
You know, it's like 12:30 right now, Mike. I can't even enjoy my lunch. You know why? My sodium levels are still through the roof from last night. I feel salty about that damn game.
Well, I was saying, I couldn't get to sleep last night, man. I was watching, I was flipping around. Of course, Law and Order was on, but I couldn't hang with that because it was one I'd seen. So I went to Mobsters, Mobster show.
Yeah.
Mobsters.
Is that a good show? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, last night was on the Black Mafia Family.
Oh, BMF.
Yeah, BMF out of Chicago.
And out of Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta, but one brother was in Chicago while the other brother was in L.A., and then they came into Atlanta and ran it.
Yeah, I love.
And then they flashed all this cash, but they had no fronts. So they were always in the spotlight and easy to get pinched, and they got pinched.
You know, they actually had like a retirement plan.
Yeah, the dude made billboards.
Yeah, we ruled the world.
The world is ours.
Yeah.
The world is ours. BMF and him in a car.
Yeah.
Man, like before you saw the sign, Welcome to Atlanta, you saw that.
Yo, Brett Brown, listen, brother, you are officially on notice from the city of Philadelphia and the fans of the Philadelphia Sixers. You are officially on notice.
Yeah, he's on notice in the playoffs. Not exactly right now. I mean, you'll get over this because they're going to win a couple games. They're going to be impressive. And we're going to be back. You know, in these first two games that they play with this new alignment. Oh, they got the pieces down. We're going to... It took one game against Boston to stop that in its tracks.
Yo, Mikey, you've forgotten more about basketball than I can even pretend to know. So tell me a couple things. I thought Boston was this dumpster fire of a mess. Well, I didn't see that last night. I thought Jimmy Butler was this take-charge aggressive player. I didn't see that last night either. What's going on?
Jimmy Butler was fine last night. He wasn't one of their problems. The Boston Celtics had been a mess. I mean, they lost at home to L.A. They lost like a 20-point lead or something, didn't they? They have been a mess, and Kyrie was out. So last night, everything was primed for a Sixers win. They just didn't play hard enough to get it.
After watching the Sixers game last night for the third time this morning, I noticed Brad Stevens treated that game as a playoff/statement game with the 8-man rotation versus Brett Brown's 10-man rotation. Seems like one coach is playing checkers, the other guy is playing chess.
It was really like 7.5. When they used the 8th guy for a little bit?
No, it was 8.5.
Oh, it was 8.5?
The 9th guy got 6 minutes.
Yeah. Who was the 9th? Was it Tice?
Yes.
Tice got 6 minutes?
I'm trying to think who it was now. I'm not sure if it was. Yeah. 'Cause I thought he was the primary backup, actually.
Yeah, all right.
So the Sixers have lost 7 of their last 8 games against the Bucks, Toronto, and the Celtics all combined. I mean, they won one game versus the good teams in the East. That's pathetic. It doesn't just come down to talent. That comes down to coaching. Situational basketball.
Yeah, dude, it's a bad stat. This is a different team. So you can't say that they only won one game. They're a different team now. So now they're 1-2. I mean, they're 2-1 against good teams, really, with this new alignment.
Why do you insist on overvaluing the triple-double? I mean, it's a nice stat, but it doesn't get you through the playoffs. Ben Simmons' game is incomplete. Joel Embiid's game is incomplete. They will not go all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I disagree with that. I think they're a good enough team to win the East. I think they should win the East. I think they're better than any team in the East. I understand that they're not complete yet, but they still have enough talent to win the East.
Listen, Ellie, you obviously don't know what you're talking about, buddy, because the other night, and I quote, you said, the Celtics are number 3 in the pecking order. Unbelievable. So we didn't have our best player, and we still beat you guys. And that's number 3 in the pecking order? I don't think so, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Let me tell you something, buddy. Your team has been playing like crap, and they played like the 3rd best team in the East, the 4th best team in the East, or whatever the hell they are. Last night, they won a game. Bully for you, Mr. Boston. Creep.
Oh, the intelligent Philadelphia fan base. A February win against the Lakers and Golden State had the Sixers winning the championship. But a February loss against the Celtics has them not even get out of the East. The fickle Philly fan base, just relax until the season's over. We'll see what happens in the playoffs.
There you go. Hey, some of the guy makes sense on Sound Off. Wait to the playoffs. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610 971-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Coming up tonight, Devon and Alidia and the Sixers trying to bounce back against us always tough. New York Knickerbockers are a 9.5-point favorite today. I pity the Knicks. And Devon after the game. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Another rivalry L. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Boston Market. Moving slow in traffic right now, Boston Market's prime rib is slow cooked to tender and juicy perfection. Get it for dinner Wednesday to Saturday after 5 and Sunday afternoon, Boston Market. Sixers fell to the Celtics last night 112-109, making this the Celtics' 10th win out of their last 12 meetings.
Simmons looking, throws it into Jimmy Butler. He dribbles, he takes another dribble, and he does not get the shot off. Boston wins again 112-109.
They'll face the Knicks tonight. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7:30. The Phillies and Aaron Nola have agreed to a 4-year, $45 million extension. Flyers had a comeback win to beat the Wild last night 5-4. They'll host the Red Wings on Saturday at 1. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, Thursday, February 14th. Save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, now only $299.99 at Helzberg Diamonds. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now through February 28th, check out the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Take advantage of exceptional financing rates on select certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. If you're thinking about getting a car, whether it's a sporty sedan or a family SUV, make sure you go to any of the 3 Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. You're going to see what I've been talking about all these years. Exceptional customer service, impeccable showrooms. You expect that from a brand like Mercedes-Benz, right? This is the best of the best. Their entire fleet of vehicles offers classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. You take a test drive, you're not going back. Go to any of the 3 Mercedes-Benz dealerships I go to. They're owned by the same ownership group, which means they can give you a better price. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Visit them online at yourmercedes.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.